Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I think is a very serious, if not in fact the most serious issue that we've discussed on this broadcast in quite some time. That is famine in the land. And we're talking about a twofold famine, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about a famine of the word. And in the context of Amos chapter 8, verse 11, it's where God is warning the children of Israel about the coming captivity. And that he says in Amos 11, "Behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, that I," it's God speaking, "that I will send a famine into the land, not a famine of bread, nor of the thirst of water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord." Ladies and gentlemen, it's God that's doing that, but nevertheless, it's a responsibility of man, because we find in America today a twofold famine. It's a famine of the word. Multitudes today are preaching and teaching pablum. They're preaching and teaching from the pulpits what I call goosebump theology. It makes you feel good, but it doesn't give you the word of God. Some are teaching and preaching cotton candy theology. It tastes good, but it's not filling. And take all of the theologies that's being taught, except for the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, thus saith the word of God. I simply call it voodoo theology. And that's what's being proclaimed from our pulpits today, which is causing a famine of the word. And I believe there'll come a day, and I believe that it's very, very soon now, that there will be a day and time in America where there will be a cry, a scream and cry, a hunger for the real, written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And I believe it's on the very horizon. Now, how is that going to come about? I believe it's because based on Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and following, the Bible is very, very clear of what God says is going to take place in the last days. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Verse 6 in Matthew 24, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Verse 7, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Ladies and gentlemen, we're not completely there, but we're on the fast track for that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24 takes place during the days of the tribulation. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, where the church, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, is suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. And then these things shall take place. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the foreshadowing of it, whereas today, the things that are taking place, we're seeing false preachers and false teachers on every hand. We're seeing today, ladies and gentlemen, wars and rumors of wars. And that word rumors means rumblings of wars. We're seeing nation against nation. The word nation there is the word ethnos. We get our word ethnicity. We're seeing race wars, wars between the races around the globe. We're seeing kingdom against kingdom. That word kingdom is the word basileon. That means the rule and the reign. We're seeing the rule and the reign today of places like Ukraine, places like Russia, places like North Korea, et cetera, where there is a major, major, major battle taking place. And then the fifth thing that is seen in verse 5, 6, and 7 is famine. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're warned by the nation's top leaders that we can expect major food shortages in America. And listen very carefully. We'll take our next caller in just a moment. Listen very carefully. It's not just a shortage of bread and butter. It's not just a shortage of milk and of rice and sugar. It's a shortage of every product that could be developed and marketed around the globe as a result of what is taking place on a global basis and primarily being promulgated, instigated, carried out as a result of Sleepy Joe Biden's mishandling of the Russian invasion that's taking place in Ukraine now. We knew almost 1 year before Ukraine was invaded that Russia had said they were going to do it. And for 9 months, they mounted troops around the borders of Ukraine, and America sat in silence doing nothing and now trying to do a fast track of getting something done, which is futile and will fail. But as a result of that, we're finding products that normally would come out of Russia, normally would come out of China, normally would come out of Ukraine, that's no longer being exported, that's causing the major, may I emphasize again, major potential of food shortages. And as one of our callers just talked about, is the fertilizer product. If there's no fertilizer on the crops, then we have no crops. If they cannot pay for the fertilizer, then everything that we buy is exponentially increased and reduced in volume as a result of it. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Dr. Youngblood, for your show. Appreciate your wisdom and the truth that you speak. I'm just amazed at the news that's going on. I believe there's going to be a food shortage. Everybody's saying that in the news that I'm listening to on BitChute and Rumble. But also that how many people took the jab? If there's close to 50% of the people that took the jab and they're saying that they're going to die within, 2 to 5 years, that's going to create a mass chaos in this nation. And you're right. There's going to be a shortage of everything possible, not just food, but everything. And, if that happens, there's going to be a mass chaos with all the deaths. And I want to know how you think the government's going to reply to that. What the government's going to do. I don't think the military is on our side. I don't know how controlled it is, but these leaders in the military, the generals, don't represent us. I know that. And I,
Kevin, if you'll hold just a minute, let me respond to you because it's very pertinent, spot-on question that I believe all dovetail into what we're talking about today with famine in the land. Number one, what we see taking place in relationship to the COVID shots, we've already had now, based on Matt Staver with the Liberty Council, he says over 400,000 have died in America as a result of the COVID vaccination. We've had about 1.5 million people that are lifetime hampered because of the illness and disease that they're going through. And you're exactly right, because I read article after article after article where, because of FOIA requests now, that the COVID-19 facts are coming out of CDC, where they have mislabeled, misrepresented, inflated the numbers, deflated the numbers in some areas, even in the state of Florida, where they misrepresented the number of illnesses or deaths as a result of COVID. And as a result of that, the truth is ultimately coming out. But by the time the truth gets out completely, most Americans will have forgotten that it was all perpetrated upon us by the federal government, by Joe Biden and Biden's administration, and it's part and parcel of the depopulation of the world. It is a major mass genocide that we watch taking place on a global basis to reduce the world's population, because according to George Soros and according to Bill Gates and others, we need to reduce the population on the face of the globe by about 1 billion people. So now it redounds back to the question that you asked, how is the government going to respond to that? Well, right now we're finding insurance companies that are increasing their rates majorly. I believe several of the major insurance companies are going to go bankrupt as a result of having to pay death claims, and multitudes in Europe now are refusing to pay the death claims, claiming that the person took the vaccination knowing that it could harm them or kill them, therefore it is self-suicide, and therefore they don't need to pay the claim. I believe that's going to broaden across the around the world and in America, and I believe we're going to see the government simply still refuting the facts that are on hand about that. So we find a lot of things dovetailing together, if I can use that term. The war in Russia that's with China, the continuing continuation of the lie with the NIH and the CDC and every health apparatus in the United States of America, and the lying and the deceit from every thug with badges, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, et cetera, that continues to hold Biden's hands up as he radically, as Barack Obama used the term, fundamentally changing America. The fundamental change is to bring America from a constitutional republic to an absolute socialist, Marxist, communist nation, and that's on the fast track today. And part and parcel of that, to bring it about fully, is to make all the people, every person in the nation, totally dependent upon the government for food, clothing, and shelter, and for medical care. And we're on the fast track for that from the food standpoint. Can you imagine, Kevin, that in the latter part of this year, I believe we're going to find major food lines with people lining up to get groceries, people lining up to get a handout, not necessarily a soup line as was in the 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33 Great Depression, but something very similar to that. We are going to find great lines lined up on the highways waiting to do the off-ramp to get the service stations to put a gallon or two of gasoline in the automobile. So we're watching all of this dovetailing together to bring it about. But it is part and parcel, I believe, of God's judgment on a nation that said no to the word of God. So we've got the famine of the word, and as a result of that, God says, okay, I'm going to give you a famine of food, clothing, and shelter to get your attention, that you'll turn your eyes back to me. I believe that's what God is doing, Kevin. I believe he's on the fast track with that. Kevin, brother, God bless you. Thank you for your call. You're spot on with the insight on that. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today, as one of our callers talked about, it couldn't be just something happenstance with all the leaders around the nation, around the globe, saying and doing almost the same thing. It is a demonic deception that is taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding in America today where there's the mindset somehow, some way, that what's happening in the Ukraine does not affect us. But it does. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, you would think that Joe Biden would have some interest in changing his modus operandi, changing the direction that he's going in to some way heal the land and bring about the preparation that we'll not have these famines and these shortages. But rather than that, ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major push today under the Joe Biden administration to continue to force the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, to make major corporations push the LGBTQ agenda, and to push the abortion demand on demand across the nation and around the world, continuing to kill the innocent human beings. The Biden administration wants to force America to be dependent on Russia and China and other nations. In fact, as one writer put it, Joe Biden is a puppet for China. In fact, one writer said that China's best asset is in the Oval Office in the White House in the United States of America, and that asset's name is Joe Biden. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
It's interesting to see domestically and around the world how normalcy bias does so much harm, does so much damage. Been communicating with an individual the other day on an investment forum. I talked about the impending collapse of the dollar. He says, yeah, you know, basically that's been said for a long time. You know, we have normalcy bias within Christendom. We have many believers that go, yeah, it's been 2,000 years. You know, basically he's not coming anytime soon, about Jesus Christ. Normalcy bias in New Jersey when Superstorm Sandy hit, normalcy bias caused a lot of individuals to go very, very hungry because they were used to, on the way home, they'd just stop and grab dinner. But when that storm hit, it took many days before help was able to get to the inner portions of the damage. And literally, folks, within 48 hours, some folks were dumpster diving for food. Now, you don't picture yourself doing that. You go, I have a six-figure income. I'm doing well. I got a nice apartment. Got a nice this, that, the other thing. But folks need to be prepared. Normalcy bias in Ukraine. A lot of those folks, even in the midst of the troops amassing, they didn't plan. Now, I'm not accusing you. I'm not beating up on these folks. This is kind of a normal thing throughout our culture and other cultures. Normalcy bias in Germany in the 20s and 30s led to death and destruction for many that did not adjust themselves because they did not think that things were going to change substantially. And then they did. They started loading up boxcars with people. So I would say for anyone in the culture today, actually listen, do some homework, do some research. Don't count on Google, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC. Do not count on them to share the truth with you. Go looking for the truth. You just about every broadcast start with a seek the truth quote. And I believe every believer needs to be seeking the truth. Seek first the truth in the Word of God, but seek the truth in what's going on in the culture and how can you be salt and light within the culture, impact the culture. How can you be prepared and further impact the culture? So I would say be diligent and be concerned about what may come if you engage in that normalcy bias.
Greg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons. I'm always thankful that when he finds time to call in, join the broadcast, and the dialogue and discussion with us. Greg resides up in the southern tip of heaven. That's called the northeast part of Tennessee, and he enjoys the mountains there. Greg, what's your weather like there today?
68 degrees and overcast, and we're expecting a little bit of snow perhaps on Saturday. So I know you're really, really envious of that potential. I know you love to dance. You know you love to dance and play in the snow. Go ahead and confess right here to the radio. Nobody else is listening.
When you say you're having 6 to 12 inches of snow, sometimes when we talk, we're going to have 6 to 12 inches of sunshine, and I'm thankful for that. I don't miss the sleet and the rain and the snow from central Georgia any at all, but you're in the very, how would you say, the apex of it there in Tennessee. Greg, let me ask you a question to benefit our listeners. When we talk about the shortages that are taking place in the famine, the shortages and the famines coming about as a result of things like fertilizer and potash and things coming out of Ukraine and Russia that's no longer available to Americans, and yet Joe Biden is shutting off the spigots of anything that's called self-production of oil and crude oil and gas in the United States of America, depending on other nations to produce it because he claims it violates the climate change policy. But the question that begs to be asked, demands to be answered, if we have this shortage of petrol, the shortage of oil, how does that redound to things like garments that we wear? How does that redound to things like shoes that we wear? If there's no oil, what does it do to the products? How many products, literally, in your opinion, how many products are affected that's taken off the market or reduced vastly in the market as a result of the oil shortage that's being carried out and Biden is not concerned about? I'm concerned when I see Biden not concerned about the reality, but yet he's pushing things like the sodomite lifestyle, the abortion bill, et cetera, et cetera. Speak to that and how we need to see it as citizens. And where is it going? In your opinion, where will it be 6 months from now to walk in the grocery store, to walk in Walmart, or to walk in any other department store to try to buy food, product, and clothing? Where are we going to be as a nation, in your opinion, based on what we see now?
Well, you know, they cut food and fuel from the equation of inflation years ago. Yet food and fuel is where most of your money goes, or a lot of your money goes month to month. And every single product on the shelves, every single thing you touch, that fuel cost comes into it. When the truck driver's paying $6 a gallon, the cost of your product's going up. You know, it has to be transported by truck or train or ship or plane. And every one of those take fuel. And even for you, you know, greenies that think, I drive an electric car. Your electric car won't work without fuel. Matter of fact, you can't put rubber tires on it without fuel. You can't plug it into the wall without fuel, without oil products, without petroleum products. You can't oil that transmission or any of the drive or steer components without petroleum. So it's a foolhardy thing to assume for even a moment that we can operate the culture without oil, without petroleum products. It's going to be challenging as the days and weeks move on because we've already been given the warning, and it seems like so few in the population are actually responding to the warning, are heeding the warning that you know, food shortages are coming. It's not just the Ukrainian thing. They say I've heard 25%, I've heard 40% of wheat grain come out of Ukraine. It's not just the fertilizer issues. It's the transportation issues. So between war, the transportation, the cost escalating on everything transportation related. And I said the other day, a shipping container coming from China or India was running about $2,000 24 months ago to get across the sea. And recently it was 34,000. The estimation is close to 50,000 by this time next year. That's just for transportation to get something in country. Do you think it might have an effect on what you're buying? I mean, just about anybody that's tried to buy appliances recently realizes that a lot of those things, you've got a 6 month, 8 month waiting time. I've been in the equipment business, tried to buy equipment, and they go, yeah, you're on a 6 month waiting list, and we can't guarantee it at 6 months. Lest the Biden administration strongly pivot, we're in for really, really, really tough times. Leftists love that, though. Tough times mean people cry out for more government, and that same government created the problem.
Absolutely. And, Greg, when we think about the different shortages and what I call a famine, the scripture is very clear in the Amos text, the famine of the word. And as a result of the famine of the word, I believe is the underpinning cause of what we find today, the famine in the world, as far as the world's products are concerned, food, clothing, and shelter. And yet, I find it antithetical to anything that would be called reality for the Biden administration to still be focusing on forcing the transsexual surgeries on kids of preteen and teen years and pushing that. I'm looking at an article that says trans study cited by Biden funded by the chemical makers dated April the 5th. Joe Biden's White House just days ago announced a full-blown, all-out government campaign to promote transgenderism. He promised to the members of the community, "I have your back." Immediately, prominent Christian leaders like Franklin Graham, Samaritan's Purse, and James Dobson of Family Talk Radio condemned his scheme as being vile. But it's worse than that, this writer says. It's based on problematic study. And that doesn't mean that it's ignored the 20-fold increase in suicide attempts by those who complete such transitions compared with those who don't. And it's not just the fact that Paul McHugh, the former psychiatrist and in chief of the John Hopkins University, has confirmed that 78% of those who claim gender dysphoria, if left alone, outgrow those feelings within a few short years. But it goes on to talk about now the study that Biden had done that promotes transgender surgery. The study is done by the chemical manufacturing company that manufactures the chemicals that's used to do the transitional surgery. Biden cited the study from the LGBT group funded in part by manufacturers of the controversial drugs used in the gender reassignment surgery. And it goes on to talk about how that is such a fallaciously flawed study, but yet that's being pushed. So what I'm saying is, Greg, it is antithetical to anything that will be called reality. For here's a president that realizes, based on his own spokespeople, that we're headed into a full-fledged recession and a full-fledged shortage of all food products and semiconductors to build automobiles and for petroleum products, and yet at the same time still trying to push the reassignment surgery, trying to push the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. I find it antithetical to anything that's called the land of reality. And yet we understand that he's cognitively depleted, that he does not know where he is most of the time. But the bottom line is, Greg, what should we do? How should we respond to it? Now, I know that some people listening are saying, well, you're trying to do a scare tactic. I'm not doing a scare tactic at all. We're talking about reality of where we are in a nation. And what are some of the things that Christians and conservatives need to be doing, i.e., should we be stockpiling things? Should we be looking at how to preserve the dollar by buying things we know we're going to need in the future and keep a few things on hand? What are your recommendations, or what do you see is needed for us to look at it from the real standpoint of what's happening in the real world today?
You know, in my household, I was pretty well raised God, family, and country. And, you know, in each area of your life, you just apply some basic principles. Within the Christian life, it's God, others, and self. And most people get that completely backwards. It's self, 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 and they can never feel self because they didn't first start with God. for believers today engaging in the culture. If you're a school teacher and you feel put upon, you feel run down, understand they're believers. The two on the radio right now, there are believers that care about you, want to lift you up, and we need you to stay in that position. We'll lift you up in prayer and support you in every way that we can. We need you to stay in that venue, in that place. Hold that ground for the Lord. If you're a police officer and you feel put upon, as a believer, you feel put upon or mistreated, please stay in that position as long as you can. Strive to be salt and light where God has planted you. If you're a judge and feel under pressure, right on down the list, I could name every profession. Believers need to occupy that space until the Lord comes. As far as preparation, just prepare like there's a big storm coming, because guess what, folks? There is a big storm coming, whether it be this economic storm or an actual physical, you know, wind and rain storm. A storm is coming, and being prepared is part of looking out for your family. And that literally, you know, Jesus said when he's asked about the law, you know, what was the most important, what was the apex? And he said, there are but two: love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And the second is like unto the first: love your neighbors as yourself. If you're going to be a good neighbor, you're going to look out for your family. You're going to make sure, and you're going to try to look out for others that you know will be in need. A lot of those folks may be in need today. That need is going to get worse. It's going to be pronounced over the next months and potentially years. So be prepared. And, you know, economically, as far as staying informed, economically, they're saying we're looking at least 35 to 40% inflation over the next 24 months. These are from professionals. By the way, I believe that number is very, 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 very low.
Yes.
So you be wise. The scripture calls for believers to be wise, and that requires a little bit of work on your part. Be diligent. That requires a little bit of work on your part. Yes, the Lord provides, but he expects for you to give to use the wisdom that he has given you. And you're listening to this radio program right now. Guess what? You're more informed than the general public. Share the information and be prepared to provide for your family and be prepared to provide for those close to you that may not be fully prepared when the day comes.
Absolutely, Greg. In fact, I'm looking at a text that I believe is applicable today based on our conversation. It's in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It goes back to our faith and trust in God. We can understand that the automobile manufacturing is being shut down. We can understand that there'll come a day we can't put petrol in the tank because of the dollars. There'll come a day in the near future that we can't buy the groceries we need. But our faith and our trust and our hope needs to be in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Greg, I am so delighted that you found time to join us today. Thank you for doing so. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
91.7 and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.